Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Johnny Depp.
The Deppster.
The Deppster. He's a 2-4 manifester. He's on the right angle cross of rulership in the quarter of civilization. First color, right fixed. He has a conscious 45-21, a conscious 8-1, with the one also being unconscious. It's all split off from this electromagnetic 1949.
Yeah, I think the first thing that surprised me really was the manifester. You know, the closed and menacing aura, you know, where you feel this isolation in a way. And yet, this person seems so accessible. You know, he's out there. It's like you really feel that when you look deeper into the chart, past the he's a manifester and an ego manifester, you know, 4521, his cross of rulership. But you see that honesty and expression, the warmth of the solar plex, you know, that really gives you that sense of, yeah, just of connectedness, you know, being tribal.
Yeah, I mean he's emotional. I mean, I think that's part of, I don't think it's a I don't think the manifester is menacing. I think it's, they're here to do their own thing. And I think that's really, if you look at Johnny Depp and sort of the arc of his life so far, he does his own thing. And at the same time, he really is so charming in a certain way. I mean, there's this interview
Engaging, yeah.
with him, in the most recent Vanity Fair with Patti Smith. Now, I think the thing about him, and it is because he's tribal, and individual, he's not collective. He's not here for everybody at all. He's not interested in pleasing everyone. But that when he's with somebody that he really trusts, like he trusts Patti Smith, he's completely open and engaged and answering questions and is really available in this way and is supportive,
Oh, yeah.
right? And a freak.
No. If I was just to kind of keynote his overall vibe of his chart, it would be like the independent, he's very independent, maintenance of his identity, and but a lot of self-interest there, a lot of, I think, willingness to alienate, you know, and feeling and being an alienated kind of character, maybe even in his roles.
Well, I think he was really, in growing up, they moved and moved and moved. I mean, it's by the time he was a teenager, he'd lived in 30 different places,
Yeah.
right? He was like Angelina Jolie in that he was cutting himself when he was young.
Really?
Difficult,
Yeah.
I think, kind of being different. And, so he broke away very young. I mean, he was smoking at 12 and into drugs, lost his virginity at 13, was into drugs by 14. I mean, people, I think, forget at this point, back when he was really this bad boy with
Yeah.
Kate Moss and destroying hotel rooms. I mean, he's become kind of this family man and,
Right.
in children's stories and everything. And I think we kind of forget, he was really kind of this tormented, person that all of the money that he's made has made it possible for him to buy an island, to buy a life, to have the privacy, so that he can really be himself. And I think with these people that he's really close to, Tim Burton being a great example that he really resonates with, he's very creative, right?
Oh yeah, no. It's interesting the what you're saying. You know, if you look at that South Node, 54th gate, sixth line, selectivity, and so you could think for the first 30 years, you know, it's this trial and error finding, and it's the gate of ambition, but it's the maturing process. I mean, he also has the 26th gate second line, which is about maturing through experience. You know, so I could see in the early part of his life trying all these different things. You know, now he has a defined heart center, so he had the, you know, the will to just kind of survive, you know, hold
Well,
it together.
he became very famous on that 21 Jump Street. I mean, he was like this teen idol. Again, we kind of forget these things
Yeah.
about him. Right. And he was famous as this teen idol, and he was very uncomfortable with all of that. He was having nothing of that and kind of walked away from that and started to do, you know, strange pictures like
right.
Edward Scissorhands, right? Ed Wood, these kinds of things, right?
Oh, I think maintaining his identity. Look at that 19th gay first. Don't lose your identity when being accepted
mm-hmm.
by other, you know. So it's like, he didn't want to be locked into any kind of teen idol or any kind of
labeling
definition.
He's just not interested in being labeled. It's interesting, this quote from Patti Smith, who obviously knows him pretty well. She says,
uh-huh.
Johnny is down to earth, yet seems to operate in another universe. Time is precious, but also worthless. He has a bit of the Godfather
uh-huh.
in him, and also a bit of the bum. So I think it is this dichotomy. He is a manifester. He
yeah.
is an ego manifester. And so in some ways, it's like, you know, he only does what he has the will for. And I think that that's been part of what he's had to really learn in his life is, you know, something that really does interest him and that is for him, he'll go full bore.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that 13th gate, what is that, sixth line, you know, perseverance, but it's about taking it in and really being a good listener and paying attention.
And it's the line of the optimist. And I think that's also part of what we really see, especially in these movies where he's playing Jack Sparrow.
Right.
He loves it. He's like doing the fourth one of those, right? The children love these movies with him as the
right,
pirate.
Right.
And it's like, he really is this pirate. And when she was asking him about why he's so eager to, you know, go be Jack Sparrow again, it's because he can really be
your
reverend.
Children, right?
Well, he has children, but it's like it gives him this freedom. And he talks
uh-huh.
about Hunter Thompson. It's one of the things that he loved about Hunter Thompson. Hunter Thompson lived this life where he was free to really be who he was. And I think this is obviously really a high priority for Johnny Depp, is to just, you know.
Yeah. Well, I, you know, that Channel 1-8, it's
mm-hmm.
a, you know, a real need to express himself, his identity through his art,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think, you know, when looking at this right angle cross of rulership, it's, you know, we think of the king and territory and stuff, or his domain, really, I think, is acting.
Well, he started out as a musician. He says music is still his first love, but yeah, I mean, you know, this is somebody that's going to be offered territory and power, and
right.
absolutely, that is exactly what he has. I mean, you know, he's one of the highest paid actors. You know, he has all of this land that he actually owns for himself to get away
right.
from everybody. And he really does make this contribution, I think, you know, that makes a difference in a lot of people's lives. But he doesn't do it for that,
right?
Right? He's really doing it for himself. I mean, he's a 2-4.
Well, you know, he has this, there's a material quality to his selectivity, you know, and what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And he is ambitious, not just with the 54th gate, that 38th gate fifth line.
Yeah.
Which is ambition. That 47th gate, you know, up there, that's the fourth line. It's about, like, maintaining your identity in spite of being, you know, being oppressed. I mean, there is so strongly about his individual expression and identity, yet playing these parts.
And being tribal. I mean, he talks about how having children,
yeah.
it's really completely changed his life, that there's the life before that where in some ways he didn't really exist, and now he really exists for his children. I mean, he's tribal, and now he has these children, and he's looking at the future in a way he never used to look at the future. And, you know,
right.
I think is really coming into his own in that sense.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's curious because, of course, people, we don't exist all alone. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we're here to connect and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Would be interesting to see, okay, that 37th gate, which would really make him a single definition and really account for this responsibility to nourish and the tribe, the family, you know, that where is that kind of connected? But, you know, the expression, what he generates through that 59th gate of intimacies, you know, this is a non-sexual intimacy with the fourth line, and, you know, kind of the trial and error process of that third line of.
Right, which I think we really saw, you know, when he was younger, and that he's kind of settled down. He's settled down in France. I mean, one of the interesting things right now is he's very negative about the American culture, that we've really lost it, and that's why, you know, he primarily lives in France and has a simpler life that's really, I think, connected to the land, connected to the food. I mean, you see this 1949, you know, of him kind of returning to this simpler life with his family,
Oh, yeah, and I
right?
think also being able to exist without all the worse, you know, the kind of attention.
Entourage, right? He's not
Right.
an entourage guy.
Right, that he could be more invisible in France, less of this,
Oh yeah, this
you know.
paparazzi and all
Yeah.
that. No, yeah.
Well, Teresa, just as usual, we're glad Johnny's been called to this,
Oh
but
yes, because we
because
love
we
Johnny.
enjoy him. So until next time, say goodnight, Teresa.
Good night, Teresa.